Happy 2023. We are in a new season, a fresh new year, and that is exciting to me. For the past 2 years, I've been doing 21 days of prayer and fasting with a church in Colorado, and this year, the Lord laid it on my heart to just invite other moms that I knew had prodigals and that could be encouraged by uniting forces and linking arm in arm and praying for their prodigal together. So I launched an initiative on Zoom with moms that I knew and invited them to invite moms that they knew and posted an episode on my podcast, an invitation to all of my listeners to join me and fellow sisters in the Lord. We've been doing this since last Sunday. It's been 1 week today. We meet from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I will tell you that the Lord handpicked each woman that has been joining me to pray for my prodigals, and I've been praying for their prodigal, and we're all joining forces together, uniting as sisters in Christ in the victory and in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that He has given to us as daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and part of our inheritance. It's been exciting. Every day has been new and fresh, and the Holy Spirit has not disappointed. He has met us every single day. The Father has guided me in my prayer time in the evening. I find a worship song that I feel would be what the Lord wants for the next day. And then I go to Moms in Prayer prayer sheets, and it's on the website, Moms in Prayer. And then I find a character quality of God that was referenced in the song. And we pray using that guide, that prayer sheet. And then we break out into breakout rooms during the intercession time where we're praying specifically for our prodigals. And each mom, so one mom will share, you know, she'll just pray for her prodigal. And then if I'm in that room with her, I join her in agreement. We pray in agreement. And then I pray what the Holy Spirit leads me to pray for her prodigal. And then if there's another mom, she does that as well. So that prodigal child is being covered in prayer, specifically led by the Holy Spirit. And what's so beautiful is that I know most of the women, 95% of them. And there's four women that were invited by other women. And these women are from all over the nation. So we have women from many states. And the Lord has just led us through the power of the Holy Spirit to know how to pray for each prodigal, even if we've never met that child before. It's mind-blowing. It's amazing. And it's been such a blessing. Every day has been such a blessing to me. And to be encouraged, I'm so encouraged that there are other moms desperate like me for God to intervene and just work His mighty working power in our prodigals' lives with, you know, for His glory and their good and the good of the church. So it's been awesome. And if you haven't joined me yet and you still want to, just look at the show notes of my previous episode, my last episode for last season, and you are welcome to join. We would love to have you. It would be an honor to pray with you. So today I just wanted to share with you just the power of prayer. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, most of you will probably know this verse. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And then verse 13 says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." That was verse 15. And now That was verse 14. And verse 15 says, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Verse 16, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." Verse 17, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Verse 18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." So I have experienced that this week. It has been a gift and a blessing, and I cannot thank the Father enough for growing my faith as we shared, the ladies and I, my sisters and I, shared testimonies of answered prayers that God has answered in the past, and that just grew our faith. We shared communion together. We cry together. We laugh together. We are there for each other. And something that I learned about armor, that when Paul was writing this, I heard that he was actually surrounded by Romans and he was watching their every move as they moved, you know, were living in front of him, living life in front of him and guarding him. And that the armor, the belt of truth is what holds all the armor pieces in place. And another thing that was really interesting is that there isn't any armor on the backside of the soldier. And so how they would protect the back side, they would stand back to back and have each other's back, really. So I feel like this is what I am doing with my fellow sisters as we meet every day for 21 days, 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. And we war and battle against the enemy, against the rulers, against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And we know that as believers, as children of God, we are the target of the enemy. We have an enemy, and he is powerful. Is he more powerful than Jesus? No. Jesus has defeated him at the cross. But he still has rule, he has reign here on this earth until Jesus returns. And so we are battling every day. Every day is a battle. We battle against ourselves, the devil, and the world. And so I just wanted to encourage you, sister, that it has been such a blessing, and I would love for you to join us. I also typed in on my web browser, power of prayer, what the Bible says about the power of prayer. And just in this one article by Open Bible, there's 101 verses, and I'm going to read a few and pray them for our prodigals today. James 5:16, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." And that is such an encouragement that we are righteous because of Christ. We have inherited his righteousness. And it says that there is great power as it is working. When we're praying, there is great power and it's working. So that's so encouraging. So I'm going to go ahead and read the next one. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 6, 18. "Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." John 14, 13 and 14, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in his name, I will do it." John 15, 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." 1 John 5, 14 and 15, And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, as he hears, and If we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. 1 John 3:22. And whatever you ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Matthew 6:9-13. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. James 1:6, but let him ask in faith and no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Matthew 6:7, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Jeremiah 29:11-15, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile, because you have said, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And there are many more. But I'm going to go ahead and pray these scriptures in prayer for our prodigals. Please join me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts through to the bone and marrow, to the depths of our spirit, Father. And I know that praying is communion with you, but there's also power in prayer. Something happens in the heavenly realms that I do not fully understand how it all works, but I trust that you speak through us the things that you want to come to pass so that they may come to pass. And so, Father, I lay myself before you here and just ask that your Holy Spirit would direct my prayers. I want to align them with your will. And I know that when I pray your word back to you, it does not return void. I know that you want to accomplish the things that you wrote in your word towards your children. And so I ask in humility, Father, that whatever I ask in prayer, I am believing that I have received it and it will be mine. I confess my sins to others. I did that this morning with my sisters, and they prayed for me. We prayed for one another, and I believe I'm healed from that particular struggle, because the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Thank you for that. Father, see to it that I am not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I am letting my requests be known to you, God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. I pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication to that end, keeping alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So, Father, I pray for all of your children that are here on earth right now. I pray for those that are in countries that they are being persecuted. I pray for strength for them, Father, as I have heard from those that work with the believers in China, that they are not asking to be relieved of the torment and the struggle. They're asking for you to make them strong in it and to share the gospel, and that many would come to know your Son Jesus through them. So that is my prayer. Father, in my humanity, I ask that you would relieve my brothers and sisters, but I ask that you would strengthen them in the struggle, that even in the trial that they're in right now, that you could give them hope and strength to be a witness and a testimony, and that you would draw people, Holy Spirit, to your Son Jesus through the testimony of these precious brothers and sisters standing strong in the battle. And I pray that for each of my prodigal mom friends, for my listeners, for myself. Father, we're in a battle. We're in a battle against the enemy, against our family, against our marriages, against our children. And I know the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But greater is he who is in us, Jesus Christ, than he who is in the world. Thank you that Jesus already conquered the enemy and defeated the enemy, and we can walk in that victory. So, Father, I am asking for my sister's prodigal and my prodigal daughters to come back to a saving knowledge of you, that you would restore the joy of their salvation, that they would understand their identity and the purpose that you have for them and the calling you've given them, because nothing that they do on this earth in their own desires and their own flesh will ever give them the security, acceptance, and purpose that brings them hope and joy. All those things will always end up empty and lacking. So, Father, I ask that you would draw the prodigals back to you like a magnet from heaven, from the sky. I ask that you would send the hound of heaven after the enemies that are fighting against my children and my sister's prodigal. I ask that you would put a hedge of protection around them and that you would deliver them from the evil one. Pluck them out of the darkness and bring them into the marvelous light of Jesus like you did for me and my sister. Father, I ask that you would set a fire on in their hearts to be hungry for your word more than food or any other distraction of this world. And I pray that they would be ravenous for the word of God and for time with you, that you would breathe afresh on them, that it's not about all the legalistic rules that we have placed here on this earth and made the gospel so complicated. Forgive us, Father, for doing that. It's about having a relationship with you, the relationship that Adam and Eve had where they walked in the garden in the cool of the day and they spoke with you, Father, and you spoke with them. And there was fellowship and communion. Father, that's the relationship that is the gospel. That is what Jesus wanted to give us. Not only forgiveness of sins and eternal life, which is amazing and we thank you for that, but the abundant life that he wanted to give us. And he's just inviting. Thank you, Jesus, that you're inviting us and our children into a personal relationship with you. One that is more than ever we could ever ask, hope, dream, or imagine, and one that is more than they could ever dream, hope, or imagine, or even ask for. There's peace. There's such peace. I am experiencing peace and joy in the midst of trials and tribulations, and I know it's coming from you, Father, and the strength of your Holy Spirit is upholding me, and I thank you for that, and I pray that for my sister, that she could find peace in the trial, that you would protect and guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank you for each of our children. Thank you that you have given us free will. You've given them free will because you do not desire a robotic kind of relationship where we are just programmed to love you. You want us to desire that back. So draw and give and woo our children back to you, Father, because in that there's fullness of joy, there's peace and hope, there's healing, Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your faithfulness. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you're at work in my life. I praise you for that. In my prodigals' lives, I praise you for that. In our families, I praise you for that. For my sister's prodigal, for my sister. Father, we trust in you, that you're at work, that it says in Jeremiah that you have good plans. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then, when our prodigals call upon you and come and pray to you, you will hear them. And when they seek them, when they seek you, they will find you. And when they seek you with all their heart, they will be found by you, declares the Lord. And you will restore their fortune and gather from them all the nations and all the places that they have been driven out to, Father, declares the Lord. And you'll bring them back to the place from which you sent them into exile. Because, Lord, I know that each one of these prodigals has a very important plan and purpose. And the reason that they're being targeted in such a way and it's such a heavy, heavy battle for them is because you have a special plan for them to reach their confused generation and this lost world in such a way that only they can do. So, Father, may your will come to pass for my prodigals and for the prodigals of my sister, for your glory, for our good and their good and the good of the church. Deliver them from the evil one, Father. Silence the voice of the enemy. Keep them from the evil one and the ways of this world. They're empty and vain, and they will never satisfy. The things of this world will never satisfy. We can only have total satisfaction, joy, and hope in you, Jesus, because you are the author and perfecter of our faith and the faith of our prodigals. So we trust you in your time and in your way. And we pray that you would soften the hearts of our prodigals to the things of you, God. That can be done by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, would you do that for our prodigals? Would you give them a desire for the things of God and not for the things of this world? And would you give them joy everlasting? Return the joy of their salvation for those that know you and those that don't know you. Would you bring them salvation? Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers and my sister who's agreeing with me for my prodigals and her prodigal. We bless your holy name and we thank you because you are the God of this universe. You are on your throne and you are sovereign. You rule and reign and your will come to pass. It says in your word that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So we know that's going to happen. There be no one that is spared from that purpose, from that end. So, Father, let it be that out of the mouths of our prodigals and those that we love, that they, with joy, proclaim Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, sister. I look forward to next time. I just wanted to give you an update why I didn't post an episode on the first Sunday of January, but I just wanted to let you know that we have been praying, my sisters and I. You are welcome to join us, and it has been a very sweet time, and I don't want you to miss it. So if you can make it, 6:30 to 7:30 Central Standard Time every day until January 21st, that'll be our last day, please do so. Have a blessed new year. May God bless you. And I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Until next time, remember, we are to live far above our circumstances and trust in the author and perfecter of our faith and the faith of our prodigals. Bye-bye.